All right, so let's use this as our launching pad for what I want to share, okay? This is going to be very weird because this is not the norm. For those that don't know the norm, this isn't it. The show has been everything but normal, but that part's normal. Well, we'll talk about that another time. So I'm just letting you know what's taking place. So I'm in prayer today, and we're gonna finish this text because I mean what Paul says is just incredible, and it fits with what's taking place. And then I'm gonna share with you exactly what happened. So here's what Paul said. Paul says in verse 24, Now that we're saved, we eagerly look forward to this freedom. For if you already have something you don't need to hope for it if you already have something. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. Listen what he says. If we're looking forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. So there's two elements in that. Patiently, which means it's not based on your timing or my timing, but on God's timing. And confidently, which means that we actually believe for things, for the Lord to do things. Wait. Let's just use what we just talked about with Deborah. To actually answer prayer. Sometimes we throw up a prayer and we're just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, if it happens, it happens. The Lord doesn't like that, and we shouldn't like that. That's not what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord does want us to have this sense of expectation. In fact, throughout the passages, and there are multiple passages, and if you have a short plug for the book, The Faith That Pleases God, it really talks about this at a greater length. It's pretty simple. You don't pray not expecting. You pray with faith. Jesus says, ask and you receive. Knock, or ask and it'll be given to you. Knock and it should be open. I mean, these are the things he's asking us to pursue him, to seek him, to ask him. He says, up to now you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus, because Jesus said 6 times in the Gospel of John between John 14, 15, and 16, ask in my name. It's like, well, how would you not do that? He told us to do that. But sometimes when we pray, we don't expect it. Sometimes when the church prays, it doesn't expect it. They prayed for Peter's deliverance. When it happened, they didn't believe it. So I'm praying this morning. And I'm praying, I'll just tell you, started praying about 9:30. I usually pray for 40 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever. At 9:40, the Lord, I believe, whispered to me something. But I don't believe it was for me. I believe it was for the audience. So I don't know how I'm yet going to transfer all this stuff. But I already wrote it down, so it's already in the marks, or it's a memorial. But I believe the Lord said, get ready to receive. So when I'm praying, and if something like that happens, I can tell what's going on because I have a train of thought in prayer. I try to be listening when I'm praying. But I know what my thoughts are. I know how they go. I know how I get easily distracted by the enemy. I know how some of the spiritual warfare goes. I've been doing it for a while. It's not new. But when that kind of thing happens, it breaks the pattern of what I'm going through. And whenever there's a broken pattern like that, I pay special attention because that was weird. Because I know it's different. And it was just as clear as can be. Get ready to receive. Now, I already have this thing, and you guys know, to have this attitude, you know, great things are coming. The Lord gave me that a while ago. And boy, was he right, right? That was before radio. 12 years ago, more than 12 years ago. But the Lord, the way that he said it, the way that it was communicated, like, it's en route. Like, get ready to receive. So now you have to understand, I'm going to finish my prayers. So I do that. I finish my prayers. and, you know, finish what I want to review with the Lord and go over it. And I'm spending that next hour. So after my Bible and after my prayer, I'm spending that next hour in worship. And I'm asking the Lord, and I ask him this question. I want you to catch this. This is so important. I know I'm not doing everything I'm supposed to do for the Lord. I know I don't think every thought that I'm supposed to think and say every word I'm supposed to say. I mean, I already know that's going on. Nobody has to explain that to me. I'm well aware of my stupidities, and there are plenty. For those that are thinking, oh, he's spiritual, he's got a radio show. It's like, yeah, okay. So I say to the Lord, because I want to embrace and I want to receive. I want to have confidence, just like Paul says, we look forward to something we don't have. We must wait patiently and with confidence. And so I asked the Lord, what do you want of me? Now, when I said it that way, I wasn't saying in the negative way. Some people will say, Lord, what do you want from me? It wasn't like that. It was, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do? What do you want? How do you want me to be? How do you want me to function? How do you want me to respond? And like, how do you want me to do this? And he spoke again. I was just amazed. He said, I want you to believe. So the first thing he says to me is, get ready to receive. So I'm asking, what am I supposed to do? To believe. And you'd think, well, that's so simple. I mean, that's all throughout the Bible. Yeah, I know. But when you personalize it, when you DAP, dynamic application principle it, you have to recognize, I don't pray for me, I pray for us. I do. I know you think I'm crazy. I pray for us. And I think that's for all of us. We need to get ready to receive. And the way that we need to get ready to receive is to believe. I believe that's what the Lord wants from us. Of course, I can easily back it up scripturally. I understand all that. But I'm talking about that dynamic. I'm talking about God speaking. I'm talking about rhema. When Jesus said, man shall not live by by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That reference is rhema. That's not the logos, that's the rhema, that's the spoken word. And sometimes the Lord speaks to us, affirming things that he's taught us in his word, gives us confirmation, affirmation. It's not sign-seeking, it's just helping us keep going forward. And I'm telling you, and I don't know how this is going to go or how it's going to break down. I'm clueless. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, there's something coming from the Lord. Is it his return? I sure hope so. Wouldn't that be the best of the best? But the way the Lord was communicating it to me, it was just a really soft, simple voice. Get ready to receive. And then I'm asking him later on, it was probably an hour and a half later, because I spent a lot of time in worship. I was like, what do you want me to do? I want you to believe. I got to say, for a moment, I felt like a disciple. Because you know how many times Jesus said that to them? I think something as great is coming. I think we should be ready to receive. I think to get ready, we need to believe. I think that's for all of us. Just going to leave that there. I want you to think about the power of that. If you wake up tomorrow and you say, I believe, I'm ready to receive, how will that change your day? How will that change your walk? Here's my word to you. Prophetic? I don't know. From the Lord? Definitely. Get ready to receive. That's what I'd say. Okay? We're going to leave that there. I'm going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, it doesn't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along on your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where there's only about 4 minutes left of this show. Remember, tomorrow is a replay. Nobody will be in the studio. We will be back on Thursday. So don't get too upset about the whole thing. But I want to just go back to what I was sharing with you and show you this very last verse of this teaching for today and just remind you what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 25. It says this, Paul said, but if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we wait patiently and confidently. That's the passage, the closing passage on this material that I'm teaching. We look forward to something we don't have yet. We must wait patiently and confidently. And having the Lord share with me that thing, and people are like, well, would you say that what the Lord shared with you is as good as the Bible? No. And anybody who says so should be very weary of that person. I do believe it's the Lord. I'm going to approach it like it's the Lord. But the Word of God is the plumb line. This, what we do in our show, we want to be Spirit-led but Bible-grounded. The Bible is the authority, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Does that mean God doesn't speak? No, that's absurd. Of course he speaks. Have you looked up in the sky? Scripture makes it clear in about four different Psalms that God speaks every night in the sky. Of course he's speaking. Did he speak this to me? I believe he did. And I'm going to approach it as though he did. the best I can. So this approach, okay, get ready to receive. Receive what? I don't know. You think, Dave, is that money? I don't know. I know what I want it to be, but that doesn't mean that's what I'm just going to, before the Lord, you know, what I want it to be is a lot more of him. Let's just put it that way. But the idea is get ready to receive. And then what is it that I need to do? I need to believe. I need to be confident. And I understand how this works because being a Baptist, and just be honest with one another, be so much easier. 99% of all the people between all of the churches are Baptist. Look, it's not as crazy as some churches make it, but it's not as dry as other churches make it. Got it. I mean, how hard is that? That's not hard. But I am absolutely confident that the Lord wants his people to be expectant. I don't think there's any question. Nobody can say that that's not true. It's specifically true in Scripture. It's like, I think we need to have this attitude of being ready to receive, to get ready to receive. And on our part, to get ready, we need to believe. Does that mean we need to pray more? Yes. Does that mean we need to read our Bible more? Yes. Does that mean we need to fellowship more? Yes. All those things. Every one of those things. Every one of those things, that would be accurate. But I want you to be aware of something. Not because of the political landscape. I know everybody's thinking, oh, it's just absurd. It's God's landscaping, right? The earth is his. It's his footstool. So calm down. But the idea behind this is straightforward. We should be ready to receive. And for our part, in order to be ready to receive, we need to believe. Nobody's going to argue Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. By that scripture alone, I could stand with what was told to me. But I'm just telling you, it was told to me, and I'm sharing it with you. You figure out what to do with it. I know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to use it to draw closer to the Lord. Get ready to receive. And on our part to get ready, we need to believe. That's what we need to do. Okay? All right. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a 46.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.